Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will preview the upcoming IU women's basketball and men's basketball seasons. We will talk IU football, the university speaker series that visited the IU campus last week, the Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Pacers, the Indy Fuel, and the Indianapolis Indians announced the 2022 schedule. We'll have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with number 7 Michigan beating Indiana 29-7 before 109,000 at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan Saturday night. Indiana is 2-7 and 0-6 in the Big Ten, and the loss officially eliminates the Hoosiers from a bowl game. Michigan improves to 8-1 and has beaten the Hoosiers 21 of the last 22 times since 1987. Indiana has not won in Ann Arbor since 1967. The Wolverines have beaten Indiana 39 of the last 41 times. The only two losses were 1987 and 2020, both in Bloomington and Michigan. Leads the all-time series 62-10. The injuries for the Hoosiers keep mounting. Cornerbacks Reese Taylor and Tywan Mullen did not make the trip. Offensive lineman Luke Haggard was injured on the first play. Tailback Stephen Carr was injured just after carrying the ball 3 times for 12 yards and left the Hoosiers with no scholarship running backs for the rest of the game because freshman running back Trent Hallen was suspended for 2 games for violating team rules. He missed the Michigan game and will miss next week's game with Rutgers. Outside linebacker Jaron Handy suffered a lower leg injury after colliding with teammate Micah McFadden. Defensive end Ryder Anderson was briefly shaken up. Defensive end James Head Jr. was banged up after a big third quarter tackle. Defensive tackles DeMarcus Elliott and Weston Kramer needed attention. True freshman quarterback Donovan McCauley got his second career start, 10 of 24, 88 yards, 14 carries for 37 yards, and he was under constant pressure and sacked twice. The Hoosiers had 195 yards of total offense and just 53 yards in the second half. Chris Childers scored the only touchdown of the game for the Hoosier. The walk-on transfer from Indiana State scored his first career touchdown in an Indiana uniform. He played in 1 game in 2020 and has played in all 9 games this season. Devon Matthews had an interception in the fourth quarter and Micah McFadden had a sack for his 14th straight game with a tackle for loss. Indiana hosts Rutgers this Saturday at noon on the Big Ten Network. The Scarlet Knights come into Bloomington with a 4-5 record, 1-5 in the Big Ten, after a 52-3 loss to Wisconsin at home. The University Speaker Series came to the Indiana University campus last Tuesday entitled Pioneering Women in Athletics. It was held at the Hanke Hall of Champions inside the north end zone of Memorial Stadium. It was organized by the 2022 College Football Playoff Indianapolis Host Committee, who will host the 2022 College Football Playoff National Championship game January 10th at Lucas Oil Stadium. Moderator was friend of the show Jeremy Gray of IU Athletics and featured 3 IU graduates, 2-time Olympic swimming gold medalist Lily King, silver medalist diver Jessica Parado, ESPN reporter Courtney Cronin, and head women's basketball coach Terry Morin. The hour-long discussion focused on a variety of topics about past, present, and future of women in sports and the obstacles that all 4 women have overcome to get where they are today. It was a great discussion. I enjoyed getting to listen to all 4 women speak about their experience, giving their opinions and advice to future leaders in the sports world. And I hope that the University Speaker Series comes back to Indiana University soon because they have a lot of important things to say about the role in women and sports. The Indianapolis Colts beat the New York Jets 45-30 on Thursday night football on Fox and the NFL Network. The Colts 260 yards rushing with Nyheim Hines scoring a rushing touchdown. Jonathan Taylor 172 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Carson Wentz 22 of 30, 272 yards, three touchdowns, no interception. Wentz's TD passes went to Michael Pittman Jr., Jack Doyle, and offensive lineman Danny Pinter, who was eligible receiver. Pinter played at Ball State. Wentz has a 63.4 completion percentage this season, 17 touchdowns and 3 interceptions this season. The Jets were without starting quarterback Zach Wilson, who was out with injury. Wilson was the second pick in the 2021 NFL draft out of BYU. Mike White got his second career start. The Western Kentucky grad was 7 of 11, 95 yards, and a touchdown pass before leaving the game with a hand injury. Josh Johnson played at the University of San Diego, 27 of 41, 317 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. The Colts are 4-5 on the year, 2-3 at home, and host the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. The Indiana Pacers are 3-7 on the season, beat San Antonio 131-118 and New York 111-98 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Pacers lost at Portland 110-106. Up next, they continue the West Coast road swing at Denver Wednesday, at Utah Friday, and host Philadelphia on Saturday. The Indy Fuel are 2-2 on the year, lost to Toledo 4-1 and beat Iowa 6-3. Busy week for the Fuel tomorrow at Cincinnati, Friday at Iowa, Saturday at Kalamazoo, and Sunday at Toledo. And the Indianapolis Indians have announced the 2022 season schedule. The Indians will begin its 120th season when they host the Omaha Storm Chasers Tuesday, April 5th, 2022 at Victory Field. The team will have a 144-game schedule, 72 home games, and all but two three-game series with the St. Paul Saints will be six-game series. The regular season will conclude on Wednesday, September 21st. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school football, Bloomington South beat Bloomington North 24-17 in the Class 5A Sectional 15 football championship game at Bloomington South. It is the 16th sectional championship for the Panthers, 7th in the last 8 years. South leads the all-time series 46-14 dating back to 1972. 8-2 all-time in sectional meetings. The Panthers have won 3 straight and 11 of the last 12 meetings since 2014. Bloomington North finishes the year at 7-4. Bloomington South, 8-2, will travel to New Albany for the regional championship game this Friday night at 7 p.m. The Panthers have 11 regional titles, with the last one coming in 2019. They've had 3 semi-states in 1993, 1997, and 1998, and they've won the Class 5A state championship twice in 1993 and 1998. New Albany is 8-3 on the season, wins its third sectional championship in school history, and first since 2002. It is a rematch of the season opener back on August 20th at Bloomington South, when the Panthers beat the Bulldogs 50-20. Owen Valley beat Vincennes Lincoln 14-0 to win the Class 3A sectional 30 championship. Owen Valley is 10-1 under first-year head coach Rob Gibson, and its second sectional championship in school history, with the first coming in 1992. Owen Valley will host Tri-West on Friday night for the regional championship at 7 o'clock. In girls high school basketball, Edgewood is 2-0, winning at West Vigo 46-22 and at Greencastle 47-25 to give coach Gary Sims his 200th career win at Edgewood. Up next, tomorrow night at Bloomington South, Friday at South Putnam, and Saturday at Linton. All games are at 7:30. Bloomington North is 1-1, lost at Northview 59-49, and beat Greenwood on the road 40-38 in overtime. The Cougars host Bedford North Lawrence tomorrow night and host Brown County Saturday. Both games are at 7:30. Bloomington South is 0-1, lost to Pike 69-21. Host Edgewood tomorrow, travel to Columbus East on Thursday, both games at 7:30, and then they travel to Jeffersonville Saturday at 2:30. Lighthouse Christian, 0-2, a rough week for the Lady Lions. They lost to Eastern Green 90-13 and North Davies 50-16 on the road. The Lady Lions host Duggar Union at 7:30 Thursday and Irvington Prep Academy at 2 p.m. Saturday. Four state volleyball champs were crowned at Worthen Arena on the Ball State campus in Muncie. Saturday in Class 1A, Lafayette Central Catholic beat Trinity Lutheran 3-2. Third state title for Lafayette Central Catholic. In Class 2A, Andran beat Western Boone 3-2. Second in title in the last 5 years for Andran in Class 3A. Brebeuf Jesuit beat Belmont 3-2. Fifth state title for Brebeuf Jesuit, and the school capped an 8-day stretch where they won the boys cross country and 2A boys soccer championship along with the volleyball championship. That has never been accomplished before. And in Class 4A, McCutcheon beat Castle 3-0 for their first state title. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will preview the 2021-22 Indiana women's and men's basketball seasons. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to preview the 2021-22 IU women and men's basketball seasons. The college basketball season kicks off tomorrow night. The Indiana women beat the University of Indianapolis 97-43 in the only exhibition game on Friday night. Mackenzie Holmes scored 19 points. Allie Patberg, 14 points. Grace Berger with 13. Freshman Caitlin Peterson from Alabama, 12. Chloe Moore McNeil had 11. Alexa Goulbe had 10. Six players in double figures for the Hoosiers. Nicole Cardano-Hillary had 8 points. Keander Brown had 3. Caitlin Hose, the transfer from Georgia, with 3. Grace Wagner with 2. Kiara Berry, the freshman from Georgia, had 2. And then Ariel Wisney, and then freshman from Serbia, Mona Zaric, did not score. The Hoosiers led for all but 14 seconds of the game, led 53-21 at half, outscored the Greyhounds 41-13 in the second and third quarters. The Hoosiers, 19 assists, 16 steals, and 7 turnovers. 1,842 fans in attendance at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Indianapolis, a Division II team, had 25 turnovers and was led by Sadie Hill with 9 points. The Hoosiers are ranked 7th in the coaches' poll, 8th in the AP poll, the highest rankings in school history, and they kick off the season Wednesday at Butler, 7 p.m., and then host Kentucky, 5 o'clock on Sunday, and that game will be seen on ESPN. The Hoosiers coming off the first Elite Eight appearance in school history, and all 5 starters for the Hoosiers are back, including Allie Patberg, who is back for an unprecedented 7 season. So it should be a great year of IU women's basketball and high expectations for this team going into this season, looking for that first ever trip to the Final Four. IU men's basketball begins the Mike Woodson era tomorrow night when they host Eastern Michigan 6 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. The Hoosiers returned 7 players from a season ago and looking to get back to the NCAA tournament for the first time in a few years. Trace Jackson Davis, Rob Fennessy, Race Thompson, Bloomington South, Anthony Leal, Trey Galloway, Jordan Geronimo, and Christian Lander are all back. Parker Stewart, who transferred from Tennessee Martin but did not play, came last December. Woodson brought in Xavier Johnson from Pittsburgh, Miller Kopp from Northwestern, Michael Durr from South Florida in the offseason, along with freshman Logan Duncombe from Cincinnati and Tamar Bates from Kansas City. The Hoosiers return 3 walk-ons, Nathan Childress, Michael Shipp, and Sebastian Scott. They add freshman walk-on Sean Burke from San Diego. The Hoosiers held a fan fest in Assembly Hall Saturday night and played and won 2 exhibition games in the Bahamas against Serbian club BC Mega, but the team held no exhibition games this season, opting for closed-door scrimmages against other Division I teams. The Hoosiers also play Northern Illinois on Friday in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. I know there is a lot of excitement building for IU basketball. Coach Bob Knight was at the Fan Fest. He's also attended practice, as Mike Woodson was a player under Knight from 1976 to 1980, so it is good to have Coach Knight back in Assembly Hall and back around this IU men's basketball program, in which he led the Hoosiers to 3 national championships in 1976, 1981, and 1987. That is a look at the IU women and men's basketball previews. When we come back, we will take a look ahead to this week in IU athletics. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them, but call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Everybody, I'm Hardy the Hat Guy. I think it's safe to say that I am Indiana's biggest fan of high school baseball. And I'll tell you what, I am a fan of Talking Sports with Nick Jengison with the South Central Indiana News Network. Catch him. He is interviewing people across the state, and I'm loving what he's doing.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to take a look ahead to the week in IU athletics. As we mentioned, men's basketball opens tomorrow night against Eastern Michigan, 6 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, and Friday against Northern Illinois, 7 p.m. on Big Ten Network Plus. Women's basketball Wednesday at Butler, 7 p.m. Host Kentucky at 5 on Sunday on ESPN. Men's soccer beat Rutgers in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament on Sunday afternoon. The Hoosiers will advance to the semifinals either noon or 2 p.m. on Wednesday against 7th seed Northwestern. The Hoosiers are the 3 seed. Northwestern knocked off 2 seed Maryland 3-2 on penalty kicks after a 0-0 draw, and the championship is at noon on Big Ten Network Sunday. Cross country Friday at the NCAA Great Lakes Regional in Evansville, Indiana. Volleyball at Illinois at 8 p.m. Friday and host Nebraska 2 p.m. on Sunday, both on BTN+. Wrestling at the Mountaineer Invite in Boone, North Carolina on Sunday, and field hockey lost to Rutgers 3-1 in the Big Ten tournament at Rutgers. The Hoosiers finished the season 10-10 and 2-6 in the Big Ten. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.